Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or it could be in the middle of the night, wherever you are listening from. And I'm so glad that you are joining with me today. I'm excited and stoked and pumped about what I have to share with you. God, He is a God of miracles. And so I'm going to jump into that in just a second. And then I'll be praying for you at the end of the program today. And, God is so amazing. As I was scheduling this show today in the studio, I went and looked at the places, that were still listening and that have been listening. And listen, I just want to tell you, and this is probably just going to take me right on into what I'm going to be sharing with you today. And I'm so encouraged, and I know that you're going to be encouraged to believe God and to expect what is yours, what is your inheritance. But as I was looking at the, they show, a map, and they show the world. And, I share with y'all from time to time, I'll share with you, if you've been on the program, listen to the program anytime, I'll share with you different nations that are listening. And listen, I just want to tell y'all how faithful God is, because there are people all over the world that have been listening to this little radio program. And even over the last 2 months that I was not able to do the program, and I'm just thinking, wow, God, you are so amazing. And, that right there in itself is a miracle of God. And listen, I'm telling you, oh my goodness, God is just faithful. There's a new nation that is even listening, which is Austria. But as I was looking at the list of nations, Australia, Austria, Malaysia, Canada, Japan, of course, the USA, South Korea, India, Switzerland, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Finland, Sweden, Norway, and then in Africa, there is Nigeria, South Africa, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, and Zambia. And so God is faithful. And, God really started speaking to me about encouraging you and encouraging the body of Christ to expect miracles. Expect to see miracles in your life, in your children, your spouse, your at your workplace, your ministry, if you have a ministry, your business, if you have a business. The Lord has spoken, and so many of you have been believing for this moment of God's miracle working power to show up in your life, to show up in those areas. And many of you have stood on the word, you're going to get double for your trouble. God has spoken abundance, and some of you have read in the Word of God, can you hear the abundance of the sound of rain? When rain comes, everything starts growing, everything starts turning green. And in the spirit, when the rain of the Spirit begins to rain upon us, righteousness begins to manifest out of us and flows out to, you know, wherever we go. You all know that God is a God of more than enough. God doesn't want you to barely be getting by in any area of your life, not just your finances. I'm talking about your health, your the wellness of your mentality and your emotions and your feelings. He doesn't want you just barely getting by. In your finances, he doesn't want you to just have enough. A lot of people are I can't even get it out now. God, he doesn't want you to just be content with, well, I got that bill paid, I got that bill paid, I got this taken care of, I got this taken care of. He is the God of more than enough. Really, really is. And so, you know, I want to encourage you today, and, you know, you're going to be hearing for a while because, and I don't know how long, but God has been so faithful to me in these last couple of months, especially this last through, and I'm still recovering and getting better, but God has given me so many messages to share with the body of Christ to encourage you in any situation or circumstance. God's faithfulness is amazing. It's incredible. I can't even express, I can't even articulate in words just the faithfulness of God. But you know what? One thing that I've learned, and I've learned it a long time ago, but it's like every time you go through a really difficult situation, you're going through a trial or, an adversity, or you've experienced tragedy in your life. You know, one thing I have learned is that you have to keep your focus on the Lord. You have to keep your mind stayed up on him truthfully, and you have to be sure that what you're speaking is in alignment with his word. And you know that, of course, if you're sharing with someone and you're sharing the circumstance and, you know, the need that you have, that's one thing. But to just be speaking out all the time about what's happening, I don't know why this is happening to me, and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, God, I thought you were there, and just all of the negativity and stuff, that's not coming into alignment with his word. And one thing that you can do is that you can negate the word of God in your life because you're always talking about the circumstance. You're always talking about the situation and what's going on. And so, you know, the messages and the things that the Lord has given to me to share with you, because many of you know this about me, and that is that I'm a storyteller. You know, my life is, I asked the Lord a long time ago to make me a living epistle. You know, it's one thing to know the word. It's another thing to live the word, for the word of God to be alive in you. That's, you know, that's when you become a demonstrator. And, you know, in our time right now, we need to see the demonstration of God's word. We need to see the demonstration of his power manifested. People get so tired of hearing you talk about, you know, God's going to do this, God's going to do that, and da-da-da-da-da-da. But is it manifesting? Is the word of God manifesting in your life? And so God said, and we quote this all the time, Romans 8:28, all things work together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. Yes, they do work together, really do. But do you see it manifesting in your life? So you have to do that little check and make sure you're not speaking negative, that you're not speaking what is opposite of what God is doing. You know, this whole journey, yesterday was 3 weeks that I've been home from the hospital. So 5 weeks that I've been on this journey because I was sick before I, you know, got admitted to the hospital. So 5 weeks, almost 6 weeks, really, 5.5 weeks that I've been on this journey. And listen, it, you know, God has used it. He has been working it together for my good, but I've had to do my part, and you have to do your part. You just simply cannot come into agreement what is not of the Spirit of God, because God's word is life and spirit. I say this all the time, and I'll keep on saying it. His words are, they truly are, our very life and spirit. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. And so we have to be speaking what is in alignment with his word. Just like, you know, when you have something that happens and, you know, you when you're in a situation, in a circumstance, an adversity, a trial, whatever you want to call it, and you know how you feel when you speak and you're talking about what's going on, and, you know, you're talking about it compared to when you speak the word of God. His words are, they are alive. They're energizing. I mean, God's word is like, oh my goodness. And we read this in Hebrews, because the word of God, it is in the Amplified, I love how it reads. It says that the word of God is alive, it's full of power, and it makes it active and operative and energizing and effective. His word is alive. And then it says that it is sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates to divide, to the dividing line of the breath of life and the immortal. So the breath of life, which is your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, and the immortal, which is your spirit. And it says, and of the joints and marrow. That's the deepest parts of our nature. That's why we gird our loins with the truth, because our loins are that deep place within us. So we gird our loins with the truth. And so of the deepest parts of our nature. And then it says, exposing, shifting, analyzing, and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. And so, you know, we want to be sure that we are speaking the word of God, that we are speaking those things. Philippians 4:8 says to think on those things that are pure and lovely, honest, just, and of a good report. Think on those things. And then sometimes you have to thank God for something, even when you would, your soul, your flesh would want to complain about it. Like what I talked about last week on the program, you know, in the hospital, the sheets were like so stinky. And then that one night I was so excited about getting a warm blanket, because I finally didn't have any more fever, and I could have a warm blanket. And I just thought, oh, it's going to feel so good. And then the nurse brought in the warm blanket, and it stunk more than the sheets did. And you know what? Instead of murmuring and complaining, I just kept on thanking God. God, thank you that I can smell. Lord, thank you for these stinky sheets, that I can smell them. Because so many people, deal with not being able to smell, not being able to taste their food. And I thank the Lord, you know, Lord, thank you that I can taste my food. Thank you that I have my taste. I mean, you have to really dive in deep within yourself when you're going through situations and circumstances, and speak what is uplifting. And you know what? What I was going to say a while ago is, every time when you go through something, it's almost like you relearn what you knew already, that maybe kind of got lazy with, you know, in your walk, you kind of got lazy with a few things. And, you know, sometimes that flesh, it just wants to rise up, because it's in enmity with the spirit. You know, you've got the flesh on one side, you've got your spirit on the other side, and they're having war against each other, because, you know, your flesh wants you to stay in the old ways. Your flesh wants you to not, to just enjoy misery. I mean, to enjoy all the negativity. But the Spirit of God is wooing you and drawing you, and your spirit man is calling you up to a higher place, because we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. We're seated with him. And you know, our spirit, even though we're here in the spirit, we're seated with him in heavenly places. And, you know, we have to remember that. And so, so, you know, in the midst of all this going on in my life these last 4 weeks, beginning in actually in the hospital, I've seen so many miracles. And, you know, last week I shared the miracle of on the fifth day. And I think about, you know, the fifth day is like, oh my goodness, you know, and being prophetic. And listen, I'm not talking about being a prophet, but I'm talking about being the prophetic. Every single one of you that has been born again, you are prophetic by nature, by the DNA. You have God's DNA. And so that number five prophetically represents grace. It represents God's goodness. He's a good God. And on the fifth day, he blew into my left lung that was collapsing, and it no longer was my lung in that place. I mean, God did the biggest miracle of all, because if my lung would have kept collapsing, and then my right lung, well, I probably would not be sharing with you today. And so God spared, he saved my life again. And I'm so grateful. And, you know, just that is, like I said, that was just the beginning of the miracles. The day that I came home was on the seventh day. And again, you know, that number seven is means completion. That number seven is the spiritual perfection, already letting me know that what he began in me was going to complete it. And, you know, it's been a process. Sometimes your healing it's a process, but nevertheless, expect miracles. I expect miracles. The Bible says the signs and wonders shall follow those who believe. And so as I've seen all these miracles, and like I said, I'll be sharing, you know, every week I'll be sharing a miracle. There really is several. And so as a pioneer, you know, the Lord always will take me through, or I'll encounter and experience what he's about to take the body of Christ through. And so because he's anointed me to do that and to teach you, to teach the body of Christ, you know, that God, he's a way maker. He will make a way. And as he has done for me, he will also do for you. And so, you know, this is really, really quick. A lot of times the Lord will take you through things, and it's months and maybe even years before the body of Christ starts walking in it and through it. But this is like, you know, this was last month, and this is happening this month. This is already, it's like God is manifesting miracles. And on February the 28th, on the night of February the 28th, I just had a peace in my heart to not use the oxygen at the nighttime. The nurse had told me that, you know, you have to wean yourself off of the oxygen. That's what people do. But I just had this peace before I went to bed, before I went to sleep, that I wasn't going to need it, because I believed that my O2 saturation was what it was supposed to be. I was speaking that every day and confessing that, instead of praying and asking God to, you know, to get it to 95 and higher, I started thanking him. Of course, I have to thank, you know, all of y'all. I don't know if you are someone that was praying for my O2, but thank you so much. And
You know, I know that everyone has been praying, and I know that there are many that have been praying for me in this journey, and my heart is just overwhelmed with gratitude. And so, you know, I still had to come into alignment. I had to come into alignment with God's word and believing that it would be as he said, because he already started the miracle in the hospital. And, you know, there are so many things that were not right, I mean, physically in this journey. So I need several different areas for that healing to manifest. And so I just, you know, had that peace on, you know, on the 28th, on Monday night, to not sleep with it. And so I took, when I woke up during the night, I took did my O2 saturation, and it never dropped below 95, which was amazing. But then when I got up on March the 1st, my O2 level was 98. Listen, y'all, that was a miracle. I mean, it was lower when I went to bed, because I tested before I went to bed the night before. It was 96 or 97, and then it only dropped down to 95, but then it was 98. Come on, y'all. God is a miracle working God. And listen, and last night was just as good. Duration was higher than what it was during the night, of course, and when I went, and I'm thinking, how can that be? Only God. And so, you know, I've shared with you, again, the miracle from last week. I've shared a couple of miracles with you today, but God really put it in my heart that he is manifesting miracles this month. The wind of the Spirit is blowing across the land, moving all the debris out of the way, clearing the pathway, and manifesting. God is manifesting a miracle in your life. He's manifesting miracles. And listen, I'm going to share another miracle with you. And there's still so many, because God's quickening, the Holy Spirit's quickening this to me right now. You know, I went on sabbatical. I shared this last week. I went on sabbatical at the beginning of January. And, of course, God knew what was going to happen. And then I got sick, you know, the last part of January. And then second day, they were put in the hospital. So here I am. You know, I'm not getting to minister anywhere. Being on sabbatical, though, I needed that. I needed that rest, because I hadn't had a sabbatical in 22 years, in a very long time. Never actually took one. And so it was very much needed because of this new place that God has brought me into, and the ministry that he's going to be using me, and how he's going to minister in and through me in these days to come. And so, you know, And I've had to cancel things this month, actually. And, you know, because of just where I'm at with my strength, which I know my strength is, I'm going to recover it because he said I would. And so I've had to cancel things. So I haven't been able to minister. But I want to tell you what God did in February. And listen up. Listen up to this. God blessed me financially so much that I'm still accepting it. I know that might sound, you know, crazy, but I mean, it's like he said he would do above and beyond what you could think or imagine. But there's a comma right there. And it says, according to the power that is in you. Even in the state that I have been, only a very few people that I have spoken with, and a couple of prophets told me that, you know, as I'm speaking, that the glory of God is just, they're surrounded by it, and the anointing is so strong on my life. And, you know, we look at how we feel, But we don't walk by our feelings. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. And my spirit man is like, you know, soaring. And so here I am, you know, and missing out on all of this. But God comes in and he moves on the hearts of people to sow into my life. And it is so much more than if I actually went somewhere and ministered and was blessed. It's just above and beyond. I would have never thought that I would be so blessed financially as well in 1 month's time. It's mind-blowing. So listen, God wants to manifest a miracle. It is his desire and his will to manifest a miracle in your finances, in your business, in your ministry. Again, I'm going to say this. He said he would do above and beyond what you could imagine or think. Most people stop right there. The devil is a liar. But he said, according to the power that is in you, his love, his power that resides in you opens that door up for what is above and beyond what you could imagine or think. And so, you know, I want to pray for you. I can't believe we just have 3 minutes left. It went by fast. But I pray that you've gotten so much from the Lord today. I pray that you have been hearing what the Spirit of the Lord, and that not only that you hear it, but that you heed to it, that you make sure that you are speaking in alignment with his word, that you're not negating what he has said because you're whining or murmuring or complaining or talking about how bad it is and, oh, I just don't understand and I don't know why, God. Stop all of that, because it's negating his word that is active, his word that is operative, that's energizing, that is effective in you. And believe him. I don't care what it looks like. Believe him. Believe him that whatever he tells you to do, you can do it. Whatever you have to do in the midst of whatever you're going through, can do it. That first shower that I took and the second shower that I took, I almost wanted to say, I can't do this, because I was so weak. But I thank God that his strength was made perfect in my weakness. I thank him that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because I was so just like, I was not going to let the enemy come in and rob or take anything from me because of my physical condition. And I was not going to give it up. And so, so I pray that what I have shared with you today has been encouraging, and that it has caused you to see something maybe that you weren't seeing in your journey right now, that you need to make an adjustment or that you need to make a change. And so I just want to pray for you. And the program's actually fixing to end, but let me just pray for you right now. Father God, thank you for these listeners today. Father, thank you, Lord God, that as they've been sitting there, as they've been receiving, Father God, your word, thank you that Holy Spirit has been working in them. Father, thank you that you're making all things new in their life. Father, thank you for the miracles that you have for each and every one of these. Father, as they believe, as they have been positioned in alignment, Father, thank you. And not just here recently, but in days past, Father, in whatever circumstances or situations they've been in, and they've stayed in alignment and they've spoken according to your word, they've kept their mind has been stayed upon you. Father, thank you that you are moving in a powerful way. And Father, I just speak forth the miracles to manifest right now in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the miracles. Father, thank you that the miracles say who Jesus is because he's the miracle worker. Now, Father, be glorified in our lives. Be glorified in each of these who are listening. Whenever they're listening, Father, be glorified in their lives. And, Father, thank you for this new day, for this new season that we are living in, that truly it is a season of abundance. It's a season of double. It's a season of more than enough. It's a season of seeing things that we have never seen before because you are doing above and beyond what we imagined or think power that is in us, that is in each and every one of these that are listening today. So, Father, I just give you all the glory and honor and all the praise in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Please message me, email me at dovemenrc@aol.com. Message me on Facebook. But let me know. You can message me on this number, 469-370-1590. Message me and let me know how God has been moving. Let me hear about the miracles so I can rejoice with you. But I'm rejoicing with you right now because somebody, and hopefully many of you who are listening, are going to see miracles manifest in your life. I'm telling you again, remember this, as being a forerunner, a pioneer, some things have taken months, years to see it manifest in the body of Christ. But these things that have happened to me just this last month is happening this month. Why? I believe, Apostle, that it's because we're living in a time of acceleration. We're living in the last days, and God is moving so quickly. And so remember to always live each and every day a life of thanksgiving and prayer. Thank him. Thank him for everything that you can think of in a day to thank him for. And live a life of prayer. Stay in that place of constant communion with him. And just know that I love you. I appreciate, I value. And yes, also, there's been some of you that have sent offerings in. God bless your offering and multiply your seed. When you sow seed, you qualify to sow. You qualify for more seed. And so thank you to those. I won't call any names, but thank you for those. You could be listening today. Of course, I'm not going to call any names, but thank you so much for sending in offerings. I am eternally grateful. And just your seed is bringing forth a harvest. And you have harvest in every nation that is listening. You may not be the one that's doing this, but you're a partaker, and you have partnered with me. And there are 20 nations right now where people's lives are being changed because of this little Blog Talk Radio program. And so, okay, I love you. I'm so excited to be with you again next week on the 9th. It's going to be an emotional day for me because March the 9th will be, Dove Ministries will be 27 years old. I'm just in awe about that. It was birthed on March the 9th of 1995. And so, so yes, it's 27 years. And so to God be all the glory and honor. So, okay, well, we are past the time. But anyway, I love each and every one of you. Go forth in God's glory. And I'll be back with you next week at the same time.